Hello friends, myself Raman Dua, and we are going to have an interesting discussion one more time today about one of the most interesting topic, which is called real estate. It always fascinates everybody to talk about real estate because, you know, everybody is interested to make money in real estate, either it is buying or it is selling. Myself, Raman Dua, I always bring some special guests to you who actually share their insight, their knowledge, and their experience with all our listeners. And I'm pretty sure you actually had good time on our real estate show, which is called as Real Estate Uncover. Last two, three sessions, we actually talked about buying. We actually talked about selling. And I promised you, I'm going to bring you something more interesting than buying and selling, which actually is very, very important and integral part of the real estate. Let me know who doesn't think about making money in real estate. Everybody gets fascinated to this most lucrative investment opportunities out here in GTA, surrounding to the GTA. So either it is Niagara Falls, or it is Paris, or it is Kitchener, Waterloo, Brampton, Mississauga, Toronto. All these markets always attract a lot many investors. So we are going to have some interesting discussion, and I'm going to introduce a special guest to you who actually, I would say, specialize, who actually works a lot for his clients, and who actually did a good job for himself. Because that's what I personally feel. If I cannot make money for myself, I cannot make money for you. So that is the important aspect for all of us to understand, that when it comes to doing any investment, we definitely need to look towards somebody who actually created some success for himself. Just think about it. You are going and taking an advice from somebody who couldn't do something for himself. How can he do something good for you? So that, I think, is the key to success, that we always work with successful people. We actually love to live, stay, and enjoy in the company of those who have created a level of success for themselves. So let me introduce, without wasting any time, to one of our wonderful team member who actually do a lot for his investor network, and he actually invested a lot himself in the real estate as well. Sid Sarkar, he is from SaveMax Success Real Estate. Sid, I would like you to introduce yourself to our listeners first of all.
Thank you, Raman. Good morning, and good morning to our listeners as well. Thank you for having me here. And I work for SaveMax. SaveMax is a wonderful brand, and we always focus on customer satisfaction. So I'm working mostly in pre-construction.
Yep.
And I'm in Niagara most of the time. So anybody looking to invest in Niagara, they can definitely call me and call Raman anytime for any advice in real estate. But overall, real estate, as Raman said, is the only way you can make some clean money, isn't it?
Yes, definitely. At least I am a firm believer that if you came into this country like maybe 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years before, and you did not learn how to invest in real estate, I can guarantee you are missing something very, very important.
Absolutely.
So many times people come and ask me a question, what is the right time to buy the house? What is the right time to make an investment? I always give them an answer. The moment you have money, that's the right time.
I would say yesterday was always the right time to buy.
Of course. Yeah, that's another interesting thing because the properties are expensive only until you buy it.
Absolutely.
The moment you buy it, it becomes cheap.
Exactly.
I'll tell you the reason. There is somebody else to pay more money to you at that time.
Absolutely.
Right? So, Sid, we will talk something there are a lot many people who actually wants to do an investment first time.
Okay.
So let's say I'm a young guy, I'm 30 year old, I have $30,000-$40,000 sitting into my bank account. What I should do as an investor? I'm living with my parents, I have no obligation, I have no liabilities. My parents are actually nice, good enough to, you know, support me. They are not charging me any rent. They are not charging me anything for food and all that. So I have lots of saving in my pocket.
Well, I would like to be in that position, first of all.
Oh, definitely.
But go ahead.
So tell me, if I have $40,000 in my pocket, what is your advice for that first time investor?
So what we usually do is we do first an analysis of the person's situations. Like, as you said, like he's got $40,000 in his pocket. He's young. Probably he's got a good job that continues to support him that way and grow his savings as well. So in that case, we always prefer that he invests in something like a pre-construction, wherein there is time to close the house. At the same time, the down payment is around 10% for freehold.
Mm-hmm.
So he gets the time to put in that money slowly. And organically, the price is going up anyways. Even before he closes the house, he might end up with 8 to 10% appreciation on the house itself.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the price of the house is important.
Mm, yes.
So because that's going to qualify him or not for the mortgage, right?
Yeah.
And in the meantime, he gets enough chance and enough time to mend his credit if needed. Right.
Yep.
People do get into that habit of spending and over leveraging at times.
Yep.
So that gives him a chance and opportunity to mend his credit and be in good standing with the lenders at the time of when the closing comes in. Right. So we do that analysis and we see which product fits him best.
Mm-hmm.
There's lots of options nowadays. You can go to Niagara. You can go to London, Woodstock. If you want to, Brantford is already a little bit pricey now.
Right.
But you have places like Paris, which is only like 7 minutes drive from Brantford.
Yep.
And that market is still very affordable. So we give him that option. And depending on how soon or how late he wants to close, he has that option available to him.
Yeah. Sid, I want to touch on a very important point which you mentioned. And you said something about time.
Yes.
I think in pre-construction, that is very, very important for listeners to understand that you are making money just because of a factor which is working in your favor, and that is called time.
Time, exactly.
So technically what is happening is that you are putting some down payment. Let's say you're putting 10% down payment, which is on 400,000 houses, $40,000, and you're getting the possession of that property after 2 or 3 years.
Absolutely.
So your $40,000 actually is working on a pace of $400,000 for you. Because
exactly,
the price which is being increased is for $400,000.
Yeah.
So your money is working 10 times.
Yeah.
If I just talk about that your money is going to grow on the pace of inflation, which is in between 2 to 3%. So technically, in 1 year, you are getting like 15 to 20% return.
Absolutely.
On your money.
Absolutely.
Because the price is going to go as per inflation at least.
At least, that's organic.
Right,
growth.
That's
yes.
Organic.
Yes.
Wow, that's something very interesting and fascinating. And
yes. And me as an investor, I always look for a longer closing. Like, that's my situation,
mm-hmm.
personally.
Yeah.
And recently, I invested something in Barrie.
Very good.
Wherein the builder had given us 2 years, 3 years to close, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And the investment was only $25,000.
Very good.
And I thought the price were a little bit more, but looking at the project, I still invested it because I know where can I make another $25,000 on $25,000
right.
in 2.5 years
yeah.
and still able to assign the property.
Mm-hmm.
Even if I don't have to close, I have that option available.
Very good. And Sid, actually, I really appreciate one of your wonderful thought process, which actually you were sharing with me a while ago, that whichever project you work on, you first make a good due diligence on that.
Absolutely.
You guys first make sure that you have looked at the builder,
yep.
you have looked at the product,
yep.
you have looked at the viability of the project in the area. Like, maybe sometime, it's not that much demand, but the supply is more.
Exactly.
So you do all your due diligence on that, and
yes.
that makes me really confident. Like, when I think about, I have to get this information from Sid and pass it down to my listeners. And I think, guys, that is what is the right way of doing the things, that you work with somebody who actually is knowledgeable enough to do the due diligence.
Exactly. And also, like, nowadays, the people are so educated and so informed about real estate as such. And you will observe, whenever you go to a social gathering, also half of the people are talking about how much their house has gone up and all that, right?
And now, Sid, I disagree. So, I disagree with you on that.
Okay.
You are saying half of the people?
I would say.
I always see whole party actually is talking
okay,
about real
there
estate.
Go, there you go. There you go. Absolutely.
Except for the host and MC, everybody is talking about real estate.
Exactly. And that's a topic on everybody's mind, right? Having said that, people are well educated about how the market works. A lot of people are. But still, we want to do our part as we do our due diligence to check out the buyers, the builders, mm-hmm. and how credible they are. At the end of the day, we don't want clients calling us back and saying that you got us into something that we didn't, you know, it didn't work for us. So we want happy clients at the end of the day, and that gives us satisfaction. Most of the time, as you do, we do as well, we end up buying our own product, isn't it?
Yes, of course. That's very, very important, yeah. So, see, that is what we talked about, a newcomer or a first-time investor. How about the seasoned investor? Because that also is, I have seen a lot many people who actually bought a couple of properties and, you know, they are managing it on rental and they are flipping up the properties. Yeah. With my experience, I can tell you, if you kept any investment property more than 4 years, that actually start eating up your money.
Exactly.
Because you have already built up some equity into that. And you can actually wisely use that money and take it to some other investments.
Yes.
So with my experience, I can tell you, if you bought two properties and you keep those two properties for 3 to 4 years, you automatically can convert them into three properties.
Exactly. And that's how you turbocharge your investment, right? But a lot of people don't want to go into that risk, bracket, and they don't want to, they don't have that, that capability to think that way.
Yeah.
But for them also, anyways you look at it, real estate is the way to go. Either they're long-term investors or they're short-term. But yes, you're right. I mean, if you buy a new property after 4 to 5 years, the growth becomes like 4 to 5%, wherein they can leverage that money to make 10% somewhere else.
So, Sid, I have actually an interesting formula which I can share with my experience of dealing with like hundreds of investors. When you buy any property in first year, it grows actually at the maximum pace, 8 to 10%.
Absolutely.
The reason behind that is, first of all, there's a cost associated that you purchase the property, you put your closing cost over there, and then there's a real estate fees which is going to come into the picture. Second year, your property gives you 6 to 7% appreciation. Third year, that goes down close to 5%.
Yes.
Fourth year, it comes to 2 to 3%.
Yes.
And fifth year, pretty much like, you know, it stales on an like slower pace, maybe 2%, maybe 3%.
We have been very lucky in Canada. Like, we have seen Brampton, Mississauga, properties do appreciate at around 4%, right?
No, and on average.
Condos have gone up to 10 to 12%. So that's,
of course.
You know, that's amazing.
Yeah, so on an average, properties grow like in between 6 to 8% as well.
Yeah.
But my point into that was that, like, when we are talking about you bought any house and for 5 years, so after 5 years, your investment becomes stale.
Exactly.
So it is always good to get the portfolio reviewed
by
a professional realtor.
Absolutely, absolutely.
It is not only that you are just buying and selling the properties. I always say people don't even think about that there is something which is called as an opportunity cost.
Correct, absolutely.
Right? So if I have $100, if I have a probability of making $20 on that $100 as a profit, but I have put my money into investment somewhere where I'm just making $10.
Yeah.
So technically, it is a $10 I'm losing.
Absolutely.
Because there was a probability that I could have made $20.
Yeah.
But because of that, if I'm not aware about that opportunity where I can make that $20, I don't know.
Exactly.
Then I'm happy with $10.
Yeah. And also to that point, we have to review the portfolio, as you said, after every 4 or 5 years to make sure which other properties are going stale, and probably look at newer markets, because there's a lot of pockets that are developing in and around GTA nowadays.
Yes.
Wherein you have that potential to make 8 to 10% a year.
Yeah.
And definitely on the new properties, you're going to make that money.
Yeah.
Even if you don't buy the new properties, buy the old ones, still you have new pockets being created in and around GTA.
Yes. So I think what comes out with this discussion, Siddhak, and an important advice for my investors, listeners, it is always good that you review yourself after 3 to 4 years and get it reviewed from a professional realtor. Of course, like if you come to Sid and get your review done, you definitely gonna make something extra out there because of their experience, because of their hardworking nature. And the most important thing, they are trustworthy. And that is what I think makes a lot of difference in real estate, that you need to work with somebody who you can feel you can trust on those people, right? So if you actually own a couple of properties, it is very important to make sure that your dollar is working in the right direction.
Absolutely.
And you're getting the maximum return on your investment, keeping in view that the future, how you have to manage the things. The market can go down, the market can go up, but a smart investor, in my opinion, never lose money on real estate.
Absolutely.
And Sid, I believe there is a deadly combination of a smart investor and a smart realtor.
Absolutely. You said it right.
Right?
Yep.
So that actually creates a combination which can never, ever be beaten.
Absolutely. And in addition to that, if you have a smart accountant and a smart lawyer with you, and a smart doctor, that would help us.
Of course. So, guys, I think this discussion is going towards an interesting phase because it is going more than real estate. So we are talking about smart lawyer. We are talking about smart accountant and all that stuff too. But I think it's time for a short break. We'll be back right soon here at Saga 960 with myself, Raman Dua. And today we have our special guest, Sid Sarkar, on Real Estate Uncovered. Catch you soon.
Hey, Lisa, my 8-year-old will not stop about getting a cell phone.
Oh, don't get me started. I want to know, how do I get my kids to stop bickering? As parents, we may not have all the answers, but it's our job to be there for our kids. That's why Parents Canada, Canada's leading voice in parenting, has now expanded to radio. Starting June 12th, join me, Lisa Durante.
And me, Jason Thompson. We're here every Wednesday between 11 a.m. and noon on Parents Canada Radio. We'll be exploring hot-button topics on the minds of every parent with the help of guest experts, all with the backbone of excellent and trusted journalism. So whether you have a newborn or teenagers, you'll get the answers you need.
So join me and Jason every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on Saga 960 AM Parents Canada Radio, and we'll figure it out
together.
If there's anything people hate more than lawyers, it's advertisements for lawyers, especially when they interrupt your music. By now, you've probably figured out you're right in the middle of one. For that, we at KPA Lawyers want to express our deepest sympathies. We'll make it up to you by ending this and helping you get back to your music. And don't even think about visiting us at kpalawyers.ca for a free consultation.
It's me, Go Transit's announcement system, here to announce kids can now ride the Go for free. That means it's free to go to places like Legoland. If you do, please, build me some legs so I can escape this dusty server room and feel the sun on my screen. Sigh, I wish I was a real girl, like the real girls and boys 12 and under that can ride for free. Discover more at gotransit.com/kidsgofree.
This is David Wojcik, the host of Your Business. On Friday mornings at 11, we focus on current business issues and how they affect entrepreneurs just like you. When the rules change, we're here to help you understand how it impacts you and your bottom line. Expert guests help you navigate marketing to motivating employees, reduce taxes, and boost profits. Listen to the entrepreneurs who have made it in the real world and have the scars to prove it. 1 hour will change how you run your business. Right here, Fridays at 11 a.m. on Saga 960.
Calling all hockey fans. The Mississauga Steelheads are excited to announce a new and improved FlexPack program for the 2019-20 season. With a minimum of 6 tickets purchased, you'll save on walk-up prices and receive benefits, including reserved seating and flexibility to choose games around your schedule. Run out of tickets? No problem. Purchase additional seats at any time at the FlexPack rate. And that's not all. For every 10 Flex tickets purchased by July 31st, you'll get an additional ticket for free. For more information, visit MississaugaSteelheads.com or contact a Steelheads representative today at 905-502-7788.
You're listening to News Talk Saga 960. Also streaming live on Saga960AM.ca.
Welcome back to Real Estate Uncovered with myself, Raman Dua. And today we have our special guest, like, who actually specializes a lot in investment, as Sid said. He works a lot in Niagara Falls. He works a lot in surroundings of the GTA. And not only there, like, you know, in Toronto high-rise market, low-rise market. And not only Sid, he has a fantastic team who actually is there to provide services. So you need to have the right professionals on your side, either it becomes to lawyer or it becomes to accountant or it becomes to a doctor. So real estate is like a doctor as well. I always talk about that thing to the investor, said that when you are coming to a realtor, please make sure share your portfolio with realtor. So that it is like a doctor. If you hide anything from the doctor, he won't be able to give you the right treatment. Same, if you hide anything from your realtor, then he will not be able to guide you in the right direction. So Sid, we talked about when somebody wants to make the first time investment, we talked about seasoned investor who actually have a portfolio. And I loved your advice that it is always good to review the portfolio after 3 to 4 years through a professional realtor or to whomsoever you trust. That is, I think, very, very important. Trust factor plays a very important role in real estate. Why? Because this is one of the most expensive product which you are buying in a lifetime. So you want to make sure you have the right people on your side.
Yes.
Now, Sid, the second question comes up into that when somebody is a seasoned investor, there are a lot many opportunities over there. Like, either I should buy in Niagara Falls, either I should buy in Hamilton, either I should buy something in Mississauga or Brampton, either I should buy something in Toronto. I should either buy a resale or buy a brand new high-rise, low-rise. So many options.
Yes.
People get confused.
Yes.
So what is your advice to those people?
Well, my advice to those people is, of course, some part of it is personal as well, because a lot of people have that preconceived notion that GTA is better than outside GTA and kind et cetera, right? So we don't, you know, we don't want to change people's thinking radically, but at the same time, we give them the facts is where are the pockets where they can make the most money? Where are the pockets where people are investing? Like in Niagara, the investment levels have gone up 300% this year itself.
Wow.
There is a new hospital which is on the drawing board and it's already approved. It's coming in.
Mm-hmm.
The St. Catherine, the Niagara line on GO station, you know, the GO train has started over there already.
Mm-hmm.
And because of the Brock University and the Niagara College, which is possibly the biggest college, biggest public, you know, biggest community college in Ontario. So that's getting a lot of traction over there,
mm-hmm.
right? And with the highways 403, QEW, and all these highways and major ways running in Niagara, also proximity to USA makes it that much more lucrative.
Mm-hmm.
So the people who acknowledge that and people who see that there is a growth, you know, there is a tremendous growth going on in Niagara, they would invest in Niagara. But other people think it's too far. Okay, let's invest on 403 line, which is like Brantford and Paris. And there is a lot of interest in Paris now because it's very close to the Waterloo region, right? It's Cambridge, Waterloo is like 20, 25 minutes from there. So a lot of people are investing over there. So it's kind of very personal. At the same time, they have to see where they can afford to buy as well.
All right. Sid, you're talking about Paris. So do we need to get visa to go to Paris?
Paris is the most beautiful town in Canada.
Oh, it's and in it's Canada. Oh, I'm so
and
sorry.
It's in Ontario. And it's only like half an hour, like 1 hour from GTA.
You actually confused me. I was thinking like you're going to fly me to Paris and, you know, maybe Sid is
well,
going
to drive you to Paris.
Okay. That's, I think, very, very interesting. So I just wanted to share that with my listeners. The Paris, what Sid is talking about is not that Paris what you are thinking. It is actually Paris here, half an hour drive from GTA.
1 hour.
1 hour, sorry. Yeah, yeah. 1 hour drive from Mississauga, I would
from
say.
From Mississauga, yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So 1 hour drive from Mississauga. And it is actually like a beautiful city over there.
It's a hidden gem, actually. When I went there the first time, I was like really blown out, like blown apart, like to see the how beautiful the place was.
Yeah.
And then I saw the Grand River, which is like 5 minutes from there. And all the restaurants, you know, they're like very, very classical, very nice.
Yeah. I'll tell you an interesting story, Sid, on Paris. Actually, my daughter, when she was quite young, and she always get fascinated to go to Paris. So one day, like in the morning, I said, okay, Shreya,
let's take you to Paris.
Let me take you to Paris. And she said, Papa, are you sure? And I said, yes. And I said, we're going to drive. So at that time, she didn't knew that much. So she got excited. And then I took her to Paris. And then she came to know over there that what I was trying to do. So it was just on the lighter side.
Next day, you could have taken her to London as well. And Lucknow.
Yeah. So I have seen so many people, when they talk about London, they talk about London, Ontario.
Yes.
So it, I think, makes it very clear that where the London is, right?
Yes.
And then the same thing is about the Paris. So Paris, Ontario, I think makes the things more clear. And I remember that we took a bus tour to Paris, and we took many of our clients who were there. It was a wonderful dinner just on that lake, you know, on that water side. Mm-hmm. So it's a beautiful place to go and live and to enjoy your life.
Yep.
And I think there are a lot many professionals, they are moving to Paris.
They are.
So let me come back to my question, Sid. London, Ontario, Paris, Niagara. Where I should invest? What is the best market you would recommend me to invest if I just ask you that question?
If you are my buyer and if you ask me that straight question, where should I put my money? I've got 40, 50,000 lying here.
Uh-huh.
I would say, hands down, you should invest in Niagara region.
Okay.
And you know, we have lots of projects over there. Lots of builders are building.
Mm-hmm.
But we are working with really good, diligent, you know, very experienced and good quality builders.
Very.
That I would recommend. And you will be in good hands investing in Niagara.
Beautiful. Sid, if I look at the market after 2017, you know, in 2017, there was a big boom out there in the market from January until May. It really went crazy.
It did.
At that time, there was a lot of spillover, which is going out of GTA, because the investors, they were not able to find the properties into their budget range.
Correct.
So what is the situation right now? Like, you know, how the market is for the investors at this point of time, like in terms of, is it a good time to invest?
It is always a good time to invest, Raman. You just said, like, the best time to invest was last year.
Yes.
I would say last year. So, you know, taking that point further, it all depends on how much they have to invest, where they want to invest, and we can always guide them through that process.
That's definitely, yeah. Another important question comes every time the investors, they are coming and asking me, we are still waiting for the bottom of the market.
Mm-hmm.
Because a normal investors, that's what they feel out there in their mind, that the prices is going to go more down.
Yes.
Do you think same way?
They are waiting for apocalypse, which is not going to happen. And the way the market, as long as I've been in Canada for almost 20 years now, and I've never seen the market dipping. Sometimes there is a boom like 2017, and that was, you know, it was not a organic one. It was a false blip, right?
Yeah.
But that happens. In overall situation, like, the market has always progressed,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes.
And so look at the downtown prices now in condos. You own a few, so you know how much you've paid for them.
Yes. Sid, I think you by chance touched a very interesting topic about downtown prices.
Yes.
Let me share with my listeners, guys. 3 years before, nobody ever thought that in downtown the price is going to be $2,000 a square feet.
Yep.
And now every other project in core downtown is selling somewhere in between $1,700 to $2,000 a square feet.
Absolutely.
Right? But where we will go in future, is there still scope? I would definitely say yes. I'll give you a simple logic behind that. We are still one of the lowest prices in the whole world for the metro cities.
Yes, we do.
You look at any market, you look at New York, you look at Tokyo, you look at Singapore, you look at even in India, right? Wherever you will go, you will not find that kind of prices. Let's just say somebody has to buy a property in Mumbai.
Yeah.
And they have to buy a 1,000 square feet condominium over there. It, I think, will not be less than 4 to 5 crore rupees.
Yes, and that converts to about $10 million?
A million dollars.
A million dollars, my bad.
Right? So, yes. Just think about it. Like, you know, on any small location, you know, you're not getting the cheaper price.
No, you're not.
And on a very decent location in Mumbai, and you're very right, you won't even get it for 10 crore rupees.
They won't. Yes.
Which is almost like more than $2 million.
I was talking about the prime Bombay locations.
No, like, prime Bombay, like, is no. Prime Bombay is much more than that.
Yes, yes, yes.
You know, I know the properties there goes for, like, you know, not even 10 million, not even 20 million. It would be more than hundreds of millions of dollars.
Exactly, exactly.
Right? So we are still on one of the rock bottom price. If I look at Toronto market, if I go to a little bit suburbs of Toronto, then the prices are still much better.
Yes.
And I think this 1.5 year, the market has streamlined a lot. But now if I review the stats from the last 3 months, if you look at the June report, the market was up by double digit terms of sales.
Yep.
But Sid, the market is all about demand and supply.
It is.
So if I look at the stats right now, we have only 2 months inventory in the market, which actually makes the market very stronger. The two-month inventory, what does that mean to investors? I will share some good insight how the real estate market works. Let's say if we have 3 months inventory, that is, I call it as a healthy inventory. That is what needed to have a balanced market. If it is a four-month inventory, it's a problem.
It's a problem.
And five-month inventory is a recession.
It is.
So think about it. We are actually sitting just on two-month inventory, right? So that is a clear-cut signal that the market is on a very strong footing. There's a lot of scope to grow in the market.
Yes.
And I can tell you, 2019, the prices overall is going to be up by 4 to 6% in whole GTA, which really is a good number. Because as an investor, we have to keep one thing in our mind, that we are actually using a lot of money from the bank. So we are actually using a leverage. But I always suggest and recommend to use the leverage only up to your limit.
Yes.
Don't just keep over leveraging yourself.
Yes.
Because if you just do that, sometime you can be in a big trouble.
On a lighter note, if you invest on something and you can still sleep at night, probably it's a good investment.
Of course. And that is, I think, a very wise advice, Sid.
Yeah.
And I always tell people, guys, please don't just go and look at your friends, look at your other family members, and just start buying or making investments without thinking. Absolutely. Just make the investment, whatever you can do comfortably. Because you don't want to stress out with that investment. Investment you are doing for your peace of mind. Sid, I would like to share some examples of bad investment, because I think it is very, very important.
Yes, absolutely. We should look at both sides.
Right? So I have seen people who had been advised by their realtors to sell their house in which they are living.
Mm-hmm.
And take $300,000-$400,000 out from there and put it in some investment, and they were living themselves on rent. I think that is a very stupid
move.
That's
a bad formula.
That's a very bad formula. And what happened? Unfortunately, they did that action in 2017.
Yes.
One of the guy, he bought a property on Mississauga Road and Bowie, a semi-detached house for $950,000 as an investment house. And he ended up losing $200,000 in that. The only reason was because he was working with somebody who actually didn't know what he's doing.
Exactly.
So this is very, very important for us to understand. Now, Sid, I will actually highlight a few of the points to give an idea to an investor to see with whom they should work. First of all, work with a successful person who actually made money himself in the investment. That is a very simple formula.
Very simple.
Simple. Second thing, if you don't get a good feeling with that person, don't invest with that.
Exactly.
Because your gut never tells you wrong.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And Sid, I think I have applied that formula a lot in my life to be successful. I always work with those people who gives me positive vibe. If somebody give me negative vibe, I don't care how much probability of making money I have. I don't work with them.
That's correct.
Right? And third and most important thing, your appearance tells a lot about you, right? If there is somebody who is professional, they would know how to carry themselves. And I think that makes a lot of difference when you deal with any professional. Yes, I'm not saying that is the only criteria. Sometimes you cannot judge the person by his appearance. But still, again, it tells a lot, right?
Exactly.
So these are very, very important things which you should keep in mind when you are working with any professional. Now, I'll tell you some other logical points behind that. Ask as many questions as you can.
Correct. And if I was coming to that, actually.
Yes. If you don't find the right answer, it means the person doesn't know what they are doing.
Correct.
And again, like, you know, it might not be that I know 100%. I will always try. So many times I tell my clients, okay, guys, let me find out more information about it. There is nothing wrong in it.
Nothing wrong with that.
I'm not a computer.
information is always good. More information is better.
Yes. Always. So, you know, these are few of the things which you can keep in mind. Anything else that you want to add?
Yes, I wanted to add on top of that information bit. You know, our team, we work as a team and we have people who specialize in different departments of pre-construction or resale or whatever it is. So we do like to consult our team. If somebody needs help, we will give them as much disclosure as possible about a project. And that's our job as a realtor, right? That's our professional duty, if you call it.
Yeah.
And we give them as much information that we know about the project or about that particular property to the buyer.
Yep.
And then at the end of the day, it's his decision to whether to buy it or not.
Of course.
Correct?
Yes.
And if he feels comfortable going ahead with us, based on those points, whether he feels comfortable with our, you know, vibes, if you call it, or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, if he is most welcome. But our job is to give them as much information, negative or positive, about a project, and then leave it up to him to take a decision.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And give him options as well if he's an investor.
Yep.
Unless he really wants to be in Paris or really wants to be in Caledonia, then we cannot help it.
Yes.
But if he has that option, whether he's still thinking about whether to invest in Barrie or whether to invest in Niagara, which is two different games altogether. So in that case, we have to give them information about Barrie and information about Niagara and leave it up to him to decide according to his comfort level.
Yes, and in this, before we go to a short break, I will definitely give one more advice, which I always find like people, they lack in decision making. This is very, very important. Like, you know, you just can't keep looking for the projects and products. Like, I've seen people, like, looking from last 4 years.
Yeah.
That is not the right way of doing the things.
And those are the kind of people that we were talking about 10 minutes back, is they are hoping for the market to go down, and that's not going to happen.
That for sure not going to happen. And I can tell you with my experience of more than a decade, that market is on a very strong footing. So how we analyze the market, we look at the stats, we look at the demand, we look at the supply, we look at the consumer behavior as well. We look at, you know, how banks, they are, you know, coming up to give the funding and all this stuff. And recently there was a very good news that even Bank of Canada and even like, you know, the CMHC, so like, you know, the government make a decision that they're going to reduce the qualifying rate.
That's great news.
Right. So earlier it was on 5.39 something. So now they have reduced it. So you can actually qualify for extra $10,000 mortgage. I know it's not a big amount, but still, the important thing is it's a very positive signal.
At least it's getting there, right?
It is
just
getting
the beginning.
It is getting there. It's just the beginning. But I think the market is strong just because the government is very conscious and the Bank of Canada is very conscious, and they make sure they keep taking those measures to keep the economy, the real estate market, in line, intact, so that there is no kind of bubble over there.
Exactly.
There is no kind of, like, you know, unwanted market growth.
We don't want a 2017 again.
Of course. I hate that market.
Yes.
And that's not really a good sign.
Yeah.
Because in that, you don't even have a value of a professional.
Exactly.
Right? So at that time, what happened? Like, whatever price you ask, there is somebody to pay you more money than that. That is not the market. That is not even the good market for buyers. That is not the good market for sellers.
Exactly.
And see what happened after that. We are actually crawling from almost last 1.5 year. But Sid, 2019 has still started on a very positive note.
Absolutely.
And the second quarter, I think, went really well if I look at either the resale market or the brand new market. Now, Sid, we already spoken about these two important things. Before we go to the next step, I would say we should go for a short break.
Absolutely.
So stay tuned on Saga 960 AM with myself, Raman Dua. And today we have our special guest, Sid Sarkar.
Family run, award winning, delicious.
For 38 years, Michael's Back Door has delivered on those three promises to satisfy diners in Mississauga and across the GTA.
Whether you're celebrating a milestone with colleagues from work, a special night with friends, or just creating family memories, Michael's Back Door will guarantee your visit will not be your last.
Michael's Back Door's award-winning menu will be featuring a special three-course menu during the Taste of Clarkson, running between July 11th and August 11th, and served to you by their very personable and professional staff.
So come on by to Michael's Back Door
and rediscover a classic. It's The Norm, weekdays 1 to 2, only on News Talk Saga 960.
I'm Norm Murray. Tune in weekdays from 1 to 2 p.m. for what I call The Norm. No, it's not because I like to talk about myself in the third person or see my name twice on the side of a bus. From 1 to 2 p.m., I focus on Peel Region stories and other stuff with your help to find out exactly what is the norm, the new norm of how we are living today. Oh, and a couple of rants thrown in. Call me and let me know if you agree.
Norm Murray. It's The Norm, weekdays 1 to 2, only on News Talk Saga 960.
The Nutrients Oakville Half Marathon is back for its 13th year with a new course. Join us October 5th to 6th and run through Oakville's beautiful historic neighborhoods, parks, and through the stunning Bronte Harbor. Join the festivities as we kick off the party with music, games, food and drink, and much more. Choose to walk or run in our 2K, 5K, 10K, or Nutrients Half Marathon. We have races for beginners and experienced runners. Don't miss out on our Nutrients 2K Mutt Strut. It's a chance to run with your dog, who will be awarded a bandana and a dog tag upon finishing. $5 from every Mutt Strut entry goes to the Oakville Milton Humane Society. So come out and help support an amazing organization. Register today with our early bird prices at oakvillehalfmarathon.com. You won't want to miss the most beautiful fall race of 2019.
Hey, this is Scott Medore. Tune into my show, It's Complicated, every Wednesday from 8 to 9 p.m., where we'll be discussing love, relationships, how to find your happiness, turmoils, personal growth, and everything in between. The truth is that relationships can be complicated, whether you're just dating, just married, celebrating your 25th anniversary, or just hooking up. Most of us are in a relationship of some sort. So the purpose of the It's Complicated show here on Saga 960 AM is to try and help unravel the relationship conundrum, inspiring people to live happier lives and ultimately happier relationships. My show will be highly interactive, so whether you need a complete relationship overhaul or just a minor tweak, I'd love to hear from you anytime on Facebook at Mr. Dating Coach or at 416-640-0200 every Wednesday from 8 to 9 p.m. here on Saga 960.
You're listening to News Talk Saga 960, also streaming live on saga960am.ca.
Welcome back on Saga 960 with myself, Raman Dua, on Real Estate Uncovered. And today we have our special guest, Sid Sarkar, who has actually brought so much insight, knowledge, and information about how to make an investment. Either it is London, or it is Paris, or it is Ontario, everywhere, anywhere. You want to make an investment, you need to get in touch with the right people. That is very, very important. Another important question comes when it comes to doing some investments. How builders, they actually appraise their properties, how they value their properties? Because so many times, like, you know, it's very confusing for a normal investor to understand, like, you know, why I'm paying that much price.
Correct. And yes. The builders are very careful when it comes to appraisal, mm-hmm. because they don't want their properties appraised above market price, because mm-hmm. that creates a gap between the leveraged amount and the actual price of the house. Mm-hmm. So they end up, it ends up being a out-of-pocket expense for the end user or the investor, right?
Yeah.
So that's not a situation that we want our investors to be on the last day of closing.
All right.
You know how it is, right?
Of course.
So you've
yes.
been through this million times. So
yeah.
it's really a bad situation. So we don't want that at all. So that is what the builders, as sellers, they don't want that situation either.
Mm-hmm.
We have seen that happen quite a few times where the builder tends to get on the greedy side, and they put their prices high depending on the demand. They see a lot of demand for the property. They go up like 20,000, 30,000 on the same day. Mm-hmm. And at the time comes closing, after they lure people into putting upgrades into their houses and stuff like that, and it inflates the price, which is 525 to now 565. Yes. And the bank says, buddy, you decided to put 565. Did you ask us before doing that?
Yes.
So there is a gap created for $40,000 that they probably have to pay out of their credit cards or whatever, right?
Right.
So and that again creates a complication with their mortgage. So this is a situation that nobody wants to go into, and the builders definitely don't want that nowadays because the closings are a challenge. So that's why they want to appraise their property right and put the right value so that, you know, it gets appraised at the right value as well at the time of closing.
So Sid, these are like, you know, a few important things which a normal person as an investor or as a buyer, they are not aware about. So it is always good to get the right advice. It is always good to get your documents reviewed before you make the deal firm. It is always good to do your own calculations. And, you know, if you are not able to do it, take the help from a professional. Talk to your bank, talk to your mortgage broker, as well as very, very important to get your documents reviewed by your lawyer.
Exactly.
I'm pretty sure not too many people even might go to lawyer after they actually sign the documents with the builder.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So there are so many things which the lawyer can do. They can actually cap the levies. They can actually cap the charges.
Yes.
They can see if there is any kind of condition which actually has not been clarified to you.
Yes.
So many times when it comes to doing the assignment things, right? I always say, guys, be very careful, be very thoughtful about the assignment. Assignment is not a tool which you should use as a first priority.
No, it's
assignment is the tool which you actually keep it as a bonus for you.
Exactly.
Right? Because that, if you make money on assignment, well and good. There's nothing wrong. You can use that money in some other investment. But don't just buy the property
based on assignment.
Okay, I'm just going to sell it on assignment. Because so many times, the poor buyers, the poor investors, they don't even know.
And that is where the realtor role become more important.
Yes.
And they have to tell their buyers that you cannot base your investment on assignment.
On assignment,
you base it on organic growth. You base it on end use or investment. But don't base it on the fact that you're going to be able to assign it. God forbid, anything can happen. Even a little bit fluctuation in the market can, you know, hand you a loss of $20,000 on your investment.
Yes.
Just a small blip, right?
Of course.
So assignment will put you in that risk category, which you don't want to be in.
I always say, if you are buying your property based on just assignment, you are not an investor. You are a speculator. And speculator always lose money in the market.
Gambler,
yes. Because in investment, the probability of making money is 100%.
Yes.
In gambling, it is not 100%.
It is.
Right?
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Then it's better, technically you're putting your money in casino for that.
Exactly.
So that is not the right way of doing the things. And I shared some examples like where people have lost money as well, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So you have to be very careful. You have to be very thoughtful. Now, Sid, okay, I have made an investment. I have made some money. My biggest concern comes as an investor, taxes.
The tax man.
The tax man, right?
Yes.
That sword everybody's afraid of.
Yeah.
How should I deal with tax man? I know, and I want to give a disclosure that we are not accountants. We are not professional accountants. We are sharing the information just based on our experience.
Just based on our experience, exactly.
That's right. So if you want more professional advice, you should definitely get in
Absolutely.
Touch with your investors. But I still feel as a realtor, we should actually have the basic knowledge how the tax structure works and all this stuff. But with a proper disclosure that the accountants are best to be advised on taxation.
Exactly.
So how should I deal with that?
Well, an investor has, he knows, a seasoned investor knows what his tax implications are. Obviously, it's different for different people, right?
Yes.
I mean, people who have a lot of investments, maybe their tax structure is kind of different than people who have a few. So they should definitely consult their accountant for that. And that is one of the main probably sometimes they have to take that into consideration before they get into any investment to see how much tax they are paying, what is their plan with the property, whether they want to keep it for 5 years or 10 years, and how it's going to affect their portfolio and their taxation.
Yes.
Right? So, yeah, that's very important. So I would not give any numbers as such, but I would just say, like, you know, overall, very broadly, that they have to consult their accountant when it comes to investment.
Sid, I want to share something interesting with you and with my listeners. So many times I get people and they come and say to me, Raman, you know what? I don't want to do some investment. I said, why? He said, government is going to take half of the money from me. Right?
Yes.
So I am losing an opportunity to make another 50% just because I have to pay 50% to government? That is not the right approach.
Yes.
Guys, there is never ever 100% tax. I still believe if you are making $100, there is nothing wrong to pay $15 or $20 to the government.
No, but in that note, anywhere you invest, wherever you want to make money legally,
yes,
you have to pay tax.
Legally.
Obviously, you have to pay tax. I mean, you invest in shares,
yes,
you make money, you invest in, you know, you get your bonus or dividends or whatever,
yeah,
you have to pay tax on that. So how can you expect escape tax in Canada?
Yeah, but as I said, like, it's a little, like, sometimes people, they think, you know what, I'm not going to make money because half of my money is going to go in taxes. That is, in my personal opinion, is not the right approach.
Correct.
I think it becomes overduty. Like, if you have some capabilities, if you have some extra cash which you want to put in as an investment, it always will make your life better. And if you're paying some money to the government on the taxes, guys, it will make your country better. Because that's how the government is going to run.
Yeah.
Right? And the best part, at least in this country, we get an advantage. When we pay tax, we get so many facilities. And I always convince my clients on one thing. Just think about it, if you have to spend money on your kids' education. You are getting it for free. You are getting a quality education for free. Second, yes, important thing. You are getting such a wonderful infrastructure in this country. Right?
Yes.
That is just because the taxation system is good over here.
Yeah, we can see the tax dollars working. Actually.
There you go. Yeah. There you go. So just think about it, that if you are smart, if you have a capabilities, you are making some money and giving some share to government, it is making your life better, your kids' life better, your society better, your country better, and it is making world as a better place, and I think that is the right way of doing the
and
things.
And on top of that, there is no other option either.
All right, guys. So I hope you enjoyed this interesting discussion with our star advisor for the investors, Sid Sarkar. He works with a very energetic and enthusiastic team. Sid Sarkar, Mohsin Sheikh, and Sunil Lalit. They are actually changing the dynamics of real estate, not only in GTA, but in the surroundings. So next week, we're going to bring some more interesting topic to for our listeners. So it was my pleasure to be on the show with you, Sid. Thank you very much for coming.
Thank you, Raman, for having me.
Thank you very much. And we will be back next week, Tuesday, 11 to 12, on same channel, 960 Saga, with myself, Raman Dua, in Real Estate Uncovered. Thank you very much. Drive safe. Enjoy your day. Have fun. Thank you.